This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves. I know I'm not like, you know, I don't get angry about a lot of stuff, but this is one of them.
Are you not teed off? Like you just you have a certain energy about you, so I just stayed out of the way. I mean,
I do get teed off. That was.
Do you want?
I was trying to make be funny.
Are you teed off now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh well, then let's.
Yeah. Don't ever stop.
I'm sorry.
Today.
What's the problem, bud?
There's apparently a lot of people out there, a lot of otherwise happy couples who are having disagreements.
Okay.
The average household has 217 disagreements every single year, which is not quite every day, but it's like 2/3 of the time.
Close enough.
About what?
About the dishes. The dishes. So this is everything from who should load the dishwasher? Who should unload the dishwasher, leaving plates in the sink? Who should do the dishes? And this is a big pet peeve of mine. Because why are you arguing about it, period? I don't understand. Because when you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
It's me and my wife. Mm-hmm. One of the two of us, because our kids are still little, one of the two of us needs to do the dishes.
Yes.
So what's my argument to not do them? Hey, you should do them? Seems like a bad choice for a husband to try to make. I don't understand why people are even fighting about this.
Do you think they're fighting over who does them or how they do them? Like the placement in the dishwasher?
It could, well, this says all of the above. So but one of them is who should do it, who should unload. But who should unload the dishwasher? It needs to get done.
There's the argument of pre-rinse or no. I mean, like, I have a dishwasher who supposedly good enough to do it, but you still pre-rinse.
Who? Is it Jeeves?
No, I mean, which is, I don't know. I don't know its pronouns. I'm just like.
What he's saying, it has to get done. I don't understand. And who are you arguing with about this?
Me? Nobody anymore. You never have to argue with me about dishes. I want to understand the logic of a human being who would take a dirty plate, walk over to the sink, and let it go.
Let me respond to that.
There's no response, Erica.
Is the dishwasher empty?
Handle it. Put it away.
Is the dishwasher dirty or empty?
Because
if it's not, and I have 2 minutes.
You're saying it's full?
If the dishwasher is clean and hasn't been emptied yet.
Okay. Then we have another problem.
And if I
when the dishwasher got done cleaning, why the F did you not?
We run it at night. So
okay,
it's done
so
when
first thing in the morning, empty the dishwasher.
First thing in the morning, my fiance goes straight to work. I get up, work out, walk the dog, feed the dog, handle the dog all morning. Whose job is it?
Yours, still.
Someone's.
How?
Because you're there. Whoever's there, to T-Hack's point, who's there, it's their job.
Dane works from home.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Oh, we do not fight about this. He more often than not deals with it. But I'm saying terms of like,
it's a good husband.
Who puts the dish, a dirty dish in the sink? Either of us, if the dishwasher is not ready to be loaded at that moment.
But then,
end of story.
Okay, then that dish, that lone dish can be in the sink for the exact amount of time it takes your happy ass to unload the dishwasher.
My happy ass.
I'm just saying, I come to my house sometimes and there are things in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the kids had cereal and then had some glasses of water or whatever. And there's all this stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, the dishwasher was clean. And I'm like,
did you put them away? Yeah.
What are you saying? It's like, so you opened it and realized, oh, these are all clean. And you shut it again. What is going on? Like,
what if you don't have time to unload it?
You do.
No, sometimes I'm running to work.
There are some times where like my dishwasher is clean because we run it night and morning. A lot of people in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And so I will put a dish in the sink. I'm like, I'm going to work. But I always make sure that when I get back, I unload it, whatever.
I'm going to say this. If the scenario you're describing right now, like today, I was scrambling to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The dishwasher was finishing a cycle. I had a cup of coffee and I put the dish in the sink and I was like, nope. I hand washed that and put it away.
Most of the time I wash them and I put them on the side of the sink. I put them in one section. So it's like those are clean to go or clean enough to go into the washer.
No.
Hey,
just wash
it. All of you are insane.
No, we're not. If not you, then who? If not you, then
maybe
who?
Maybe me later.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Households are having 18 dish-based disagreements every single month for just no reason. Just take care of it. That's like half the arguments you have in your relationship are just gone. Exactly. It's the easiest thing. Just do that. Unload the dishwasher. Buy flowers once in a blue moon. You're happily married.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.